The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage,
go to bed.
Easily offended,
get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stick up
here. Hey, watch it.
Okay. You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Jethro Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. It's time to waste 2 hours, Jethro Show, tonight.
Hey there, dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us do.
I'm just glad I got my ale. Get a tonga, mother free to use it!
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertaining,
merchantable, perfect, whimsical. This is what we call Jethro Silverwing Show!
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
There, hello everyone. This is Jethro Silverwing and the Jethro Silverwing Show for March 31st, 2009. With me, as always, my love, my wife, the girl downstairs, the Eloquent Jenna.
Hail and greetings.
How's it going, Eloquent?
Oh my gosh, I got so many things going on right now. I don't know which way to go. There's Bristlebane stuff going on. There's all the new lava stuff's going on. Matter of fact, I went out and I got all the Bristlebane shinies, and I gave you a set. Do you want to see what it does?
Sure.
Well,
stand out now. She has refused to show me this box until now, until we're on the air. I mean, she's been home all day. I just got home from work, so I haven't had a chance really to screw around with any of this new update stuff. So, go ahead, show me the box.
Well, when you turn in all these purple shinies, and I'll tell you where the best place to get them and how and stuff. But when you finish it all and you turn this thing in, you get one of those Giggle Gibbler comfort crates. Mm-hmm. Remember the crate that has the weird nails in it and the heart on it?
Right,
and you put
right.
it down and it wobbles across. And you think, oh, man, I've already got one of those. But if you'd already done last year's quests and Bristlebane shows up out there at the tents, at least in Kinos, you know, out in Antonica, if you go out there and talk to him, he will bless the crate for you. So you end up with a blessed Giggle Gibbler mini comfort crate. And it's this little crate. I'm going to put it on the floor in the guild hall here. Now, go ahead and touch the crate.
All right, touching the crate. And I've turned into a golem or something.
Yeah, it's a golem guy. I think the... one of the Fingler Wigglers get them as pets.
Yeah.
You know, they got the little, you know, I don't know what he is. Actually, there is 6 different illusions.
Yeah, it looks like Joseph here has turned into a Sarnak. And I'm going to use my Cloak of the Harvester to grow even bigger.
Well, from what I can see, you can turn into a goblin, you can turn into a nightblood, you can turn into one of the Kunark goblins, you can turn into that stone guy, I don't know what he is, you can turn into a boar guy, you know, one of the boar guys from the Moors, and you can turn into one of those fish guys.
Huh.
So it's pretty cool. Now everybody, see, that's the goblin guy. From Kunark.
Right.
There's a different name for him, but he still looks like a goblin to me.
Right, right. I can't think of the name either, but I know what you're talking about.
But at least I was able to see like 6 different illusions. There's a Sarnak, the old style Sarnak.
Right.
Not the playable type. that I recognize from old EverQuest.
Angela Coria just turned into a centaur.
Yeah, I guess so. There's more than already.
So it's probably just random NPC.
No, I haven't. There's eight now.
Look at Shiver. Shiver's one of those dragon guys. No, dragon guys.
Where? Shiver.
Shiver, behind you.
You sure that you'd used it?
Well, everyone else
is using it. It's a Drownac.
Aliva is saying also a Dijin. I'm assuming that's one of those belly dancing girls.
What, a Din? It's a genie.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can link this thing in channel. So, yeah, there we go. It's going up to the OGR channel so everybody can look at it. So, yeah, you get this and you go, oh, man, so it's a little tiny Gibbler Gobbler crate, and that's... But, surprise, it has abilities, and I thought that was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, somebody turned into a Din.
And
a Djinn.
A Burrini.
A Djinn. A Burrini?
Yep. Adam Lynn, right in front of you there, is a Burrini now.
Well, that's more than one,
so
two,
just
three, four,
random,
five.
Just random NPC, I would say.
Well, we're up to 12 different ones.
Okay.
As far as I could tell, I mean, it changed. Once it's on, well, look, you've got the icon, so look at the icon. I'll turn it. I'll change into something and look at the icon.
It just says something about being touched by Bristlebane.
Whoa, I'm a centaur, too. Ooh,
yep,
baby.
Now you're a centaur.
You like centaurs, right?
Oh, stop.
Want to go for a ride? It doesn't say, it does not have a time on it.
Try zoning. See if it...
Well, when I zoned, it changed.
So it's a random thing, then.
Yeah, it randomized me. I left here as one of the Kunark goblins, and when I got to Lava Storm, I was what...
So probably no limit until you camp out.
I was this thing here, this big guy. I ended up him. So every time you zone, it changes. I think this is a wonderful little Bristlebane thing. Oh, I look good as a
Well, well, that, it was that's basically something similar to the random Halloween costume that was going on. When you zoned, you changed into something else.
True, but that was a cast spell that dissipated after a while.
Well, this is a cast. We don't know how long this lasts. It could last until you log out. Could last 24 hours. We don't know.
Time will tell.
So it seems like the best place. Now I hate to say this because everybody and their brother is going to be running over there invading it, but Darklight Woods seems to be the best. Because it's a small zone, and the respawn rate on the sparklies are pretty darn quick over there. And I will tell you a little trick. Greater Faedark might be another good place, too. Maybe Tenemus Deep, too, because I remember the sparkly rate on those is there, too. But I noticed a lot of times that a normal sparkly was right on top of the purple sparkly. You could just barely see a purple glow, and I would harvest the first one off, which was a normal sparkly, and lo and behold, there was another one underneath.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, Antonica and Commonlands, I looked around on Tanica a bit. Nothing. I trotted through Commonlands. Yeah, so I was close to Darklight Woods, so I swung through there, and I was able to get two collections. I got one for me, I got one for Jethel. So if I was to go back out again, I'd probably try Greater Faedark or Tenemus Deep, because... Tamoris Deep, sorry. Because I know the sparkly rate is fairly high there. But there you go. Now, remember, you know, after you get the... you turn your sparkly collection in, and you get the Gibbler Goblin crate, remember to go back out and talk to Bristlebane. And that means you've had to have done the previous quests. If you have not done the previous quests, talk to the little guy that's out there.
And destroy him.
Blat Bearson.
Blat Bearson?
I swear.
The hell kind of a name is that? Blat.
Well, what do you expect out of Bristlebane, okay? Here, I'll link the name, and then I'll tell you exactly where to find this guy in all the different zones, which is important, I think. In Gorwin, he's going to be on the beach near the top of the entrance to Gorwin, okay, in Tamora's Deep. In Nariak, you can find him in the Darklight Woods. He's near the entrance to Nariak City of Hate. You know, should be some tents there and a pot cooking. I mean, it looks out of the ordinary. In Kelithin, he is somewhere in Kelithin. It just says the location. So he's up in the trees somewhere up there. Freeport, I think he's right outside the West Freeport gates. And of course, in Kinos, he's in Antonica, just outside the north of the south. Kinos gates, just off to the left of the Griffin Tower. You'll see tents there on a hill, and so you have to do his quests, and then eventually you'll get to the point where Bristlevane will be out there, and he's the one you want to talk to and to get this blessed crate.
Excellent.
Now remember, April 1st there will be another quest. Of course, if you've done all these for the Tin Medal of Protection, you can't repeat them. But there is a repeatable quest. Remember that one called Raticide?
Raticide. No, I don't.
It was out in Enchanted Lands. You went out and talked to the Giggle Gibbler Master Hunter, and he had you go kill rats, 10 small rats, and then 10 medium rats.
I'm not sure I did that one.
10 large rats, and then you had to go kill the Rat King, and...
No, I don't remember doing that one.
Well, you got the cloak of the Gibbler, which okay. is the cloak that had all those stats on it here. I'll link that too, that I got from last year. You get this cloak and you go, oh, wow, look at the stats on that. That's so incredible. Well, it's only for the appearance slot, so, but apparently you can go back out and there'll be another quest on April 1st. That you can do if you've already done the cloak for a house item. What the house item is?
That is just too funny. Every stat, like 102,000 in health, and you can only put it in the appearance slot.
Yes.
You bastards!
So just remember, April 1st. That's what? Is that tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay, tomorrow. Head to Enchanted Lands. I believe he's like right around the dock somewhere, right next to the Bristlebane Shrine out there. He'll send you out to do rats. If you've never done it before, then you'll probably have a choice between the cloak and the house item. Those of us who have done it before will have a choice of a new house item. So there you go.
All right.
And Bristlebane's events are not going to last very long.
Only a week, isn't it?
I'm looking. The April 8th. It will conclude the morning of Thursday, April 9th. So Thursday, April 9th, in the morning when they do updates at 7 a.m. Pacific time, that will be the end, guys. Unless they do it at 2 o'clock in the morning, I forgot which. But just figure Wednesday, April 8th, is your last day to do your Bristlebane stuff.
Alrighty.
And God, have you been to Lava Storm yet?
I am not going to go into Lava Storm at least for a week.
I think there was like 7 instances of it. I did find out one important piece of information. The solo quests. There is solo daily shard quests out there.
Ah.
It is at the bottom of the... thingy that you go down out there for. There's two zones out there usually. There's I'm gonna blow it here because I can't remember the friggin' zones out there. Hang on a second. One's the Tower of something or other.
This uncomfortable silence has been brought to you by Planters Peanuts. I'm actually spending my time right now looking through the broker because of course we got those new weapon appearance slots opened.
Oh, yeah.
And I actually went through last week because I heard that they were going to be releasing it this week. And I got a couple of axes that I think look pretty decent.
Okay. I got it.
Okay, go on.
At the bottom of the Hollow Tower.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's called Hollow Tower. Yeah, Hollow Tower. That's the, not Deep Forge, it's that hole in the floor that you go down. Down there, there's a quest giver that supposedly gives out the solo daily quests. I guess there's five different ones to do, but you only get one at a time. I don't know. I didn't get out there, but I just found that out, so there you go.
There you have it.
That's where the NPC is. I haven't been out there to see it. I've just been checking with people and asking, and this is what it's come up with. There is quite a few quests out there that will get you faction with the Order of the Flame. They are all right there where the teleporter is. You know, when you get there, you've got the dock area where you land on in that little building, and usually there's a teleporter that will take you up to Solus Ekai. In that building is the Order of the Flame people, and they give out the quests. There is more Void Shard armor out there that I was looking at. The full set for a ranger makes me look like I'm some sort of alien being. I'm not sure if I like it or not. And the stats so far doesn't look like that much of an update as far as stats straight across. But all the other little things that they've added to these sets, which are the bonuses like +3 to melee and +3 to range and +2 to crit and all that stuff, they've increased those numbers. How much of a difference that's going to make, I don't know.
And where is the merchant for the new armor?
They're right there on the docks.
At Lavastorm.
There's three of them there.
I'm going to go check this out. I want to see what you're talking about. Talking about looking like an alien. Let's check this out.
Yeah.
And I will link items into the chat window as I do.
I noticed one thing that the... On the new set, it was like +8 to ranged, for a ranger, that it was +8 to ranged double attack chance,
mm-hmm.
instead of a +6 is what I've got now. So I'm only looking like there's anywhere from 1 to 2 point increases on all these other extra thingies that are on these current void pieces of armor. I don't know. If it's really worth it or not. I will say that there is some new house items out there. If you get good enough faction with the Order of the Flame, they cost coin. There was one there that looked pretty cool that I'd kind of like. It was some flame thing, twirly doodad sort of house item that looked kind of cool. The rest of them are sort of they're interesting.
Okay, this is the Assassin and Ranger guy. Let me put up my slot thingy and take. Ooh.
Yeah.
Now, the armor itself, I think, looks pretty cool, but that helmet, oh my god.
Yeah, I don't think I like the helmet.
Let me link this stuff into the channel so they can see what the heck we're talking about. But, we'll link the helmet.
Yes, there's purple shinies in Antonica. They're in Antonica, Common Lands, Greater Phaedark. What else did I say? Darklight Woods, Rowena. Oh, yeah, there's a lot of new plushies in that Order of the Flame, guys.
Okay. There's the first three.
Temoris Deep. Well, there's two sets out there. I don't know.
Two sets of what?
Well, get the chess piece. Get the chess piece linked up.
I'm getting there. Hold on.
Okay.
Actually, I think I did.
I want to know if anybody else has been experiencing
spam. The chess piece is the Hallmark of Eruption. I mean, I like the armor overall, but that helm, that headpiece has got to go.
Oh, I know.
It's horrible. I mean,
see,
okay, don't get me wrong. You know, devs that are listening, they're not horrible looking. They're weird.
Yeah, it makes you look like Shredder, I agree.
Yeah, 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 it kind of looks like Shredder from the friggin' Ninja Turtles movies.
Okay, well, I'm going to put up my chess piece. And
who was played by wrestler Kevin Nash, by the way? Just to let you know.
I'll put up my chess piece, and you guys can compare the Lava Link compared to my Void Link. And you can actually see that it's not that big of an increase, except when you get into all the little wonderful stats. Hang on a second. This takes a little finessing.
Now, is there one merchant, okay, and it comes up with the correct...
No. There's two merchants out there, and I saw two different Ranger stuff, but...
Oh, yeah, I see.
He's got another set that I didn't go for. This, the one I have, the Ravengers, is supposed to be more Ranger. So I don't know. Yeah, supposedly there's two armor. There's, I didn't see the jeweler, but it was kind of crowded there. I zoned in and froze for a few minutes, okay? And this was in Lava Storm 6.
Well, this is I'm in Lava Storm 4. Let's see what I can find here. Order of Flame Quartermaster. He's got the plushies. Let's take a look at some of the plushies here. Okay, well, that just seems to be a glowing animated ring of lava, thus the Flaming Dervish.
Yeah, he's got the house items. Scroll down to the second one from the bottom, hon.
Well, there is a magic carpet.
It's a charm.
Increases your mount speed to 55. Okay, second from the bottom, you see the Shrine of Flame?
Yeah, look at that. It's kind of cool. You can link that. I don't know if you can on a channel.
Yeah, I'm sure I can.
Oh, some people like the helmets, hon. I mean, yeah. I've never worn a helmet, not even my Ranger hood, so.
Winged Retribution would be a house item. Kind of looks.
Yeah, that was sort of. Yeah.
Pedestal of Thunder.
Meh.
It's a pedestal. It looks kind of cool, isn't it?
Yeah, but I like the. I like the Shrine of the Flame. That's sort of cool looking. That's very cool looking. I like the trails of it and stuff. I could sit and watch that for a while. You know?
Flaming Whirlwind.
Eh, it's just a thing.
I couldn't see putting that in the Guild Hall.
No, but the Flaming Shrine, it's pretty cool.
Champion of Roe is a nice little statue.
Yeah, that was interesting. I like that one. I mean, I could definitely see me buying stuff from them after I get my faction up. What I'm going to do with them, I don't know, because I'm already having a problem on he'd go in my fish tank.
Now, wait a minute. These guys out here, let me just double check on this. Yeah, that guy wants plaid, this guy wants something else. What about these guys? Okay, they want void charge. I was just going to say, the guy I was just looking at over here for jewelry does not want void shards.
He wants what?
He wants unbound elemental essences.
Yep, that's a different thing to get out there.
Oh, great. Now we don't. Now, not only do we have to worry about getting hundreds of void shards, we now have to get elemental essences?
Yes, one of the quests out there that you can get in the building out there, it's called cleansing the elements, and you get one unbound elemental essence, and you also get faction with the Order of Flame. That happens to be a mission. I guess there's two types of missions out there. This is level 84, so I have no clue if I can handle it or not yet. And if I'm going to be doing that one, I might as well pick up the other one called the Cephalopod Gone Wrong, because they take, both those quests take octopi that are out there in the water by the Void Anchor. kill two birds with one kill, you know. So, but these are all yellow quests. I haven't tried them yet.
Okay, that is just something that kind of miffs me, though. I mean, not only were we concerned about getting hundreds and hundreds of void shards to get all this new armor and stuff, now we have to worry about getting these new Essences, whatever. I can't, whatever. But to get the jewelry? Come on.
Well, honey, there's also new trade skill instances out there. I have no clue if there's any more books or not. There might be books. Ooh! Bristlebane is actually in Riverdale?
Riverdale.
I'm going to have to go out there because he's my god. If I go see him, I get blessed. I'm going to run my little horsey butt over there.
Yeah, I mean, Bristlebane shows up in Riverdale quite often, actually.
I've never made the exodus to go see him.
I saw him quite a few times when I was doing that harvesting quest.
But if I go, he'll bless me.
Well, go then.
I'm running my little horsey butt over there. You know centaurs run fun and funny? I was running funny. Dun, 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 dun.
Well, you do have four legs instead of two now, you know.
Well, we'll see what happens when I zone. I'll be changing.
Yeah, true, true. And for those people who use my UI, the Githagore's Forest UI, I am working on the update. It's almost done. They completely revamped the group window in a different format of sorts. So I have to completely redo the group window to make it work. But the default window works just fine. Anyway, so yeah, I'll probably have that up tonight or tomorrow.
Well, nobody moved my box. I'll be back for it. I left it in the guild hall.
You don't want a whole bunch of strangers touching your box, son?
I don't want a whole bunch of strangers touching my box.
I see. That's not what I heard. Oh, whoa, anyway, moving on.
They better not raid Bristlebane. I want to see him first. We're moving on.
Now, Angela Coria was trying to tell me that the equipment window changed, too. Actually, the equipment window didn't change. Well, the only thing they did was they activated the primary, secondary, and ranged slots for appearance. So there was no actual update to the window itself. But, yeah, I realized that my UI doesn't have those icons available. So, yeah. And actually, fans of my UI will be pleasantly surprised with my update. I'm moving away from the head-to-head target window, what I call the showdown window, and for the first time in quite a few years now, the Githagore Forest UI actually has a player window. So player window, target window, target of target, implied target window, all new, and of course I have that threat level window, and I did test that out. It is working. That I've adapted for my UI. Just got to work on the group window, and I'll have that up tonight, probably.
Sounds like the solo shard mission might be really easy.
Shh. Don't tell them that it's easy. They'll change it.
No, they're already saying it's really easy.
Okay, now... Who do you want to see to bless this crate?
You have to go out to Bristlebane, who's in Antonica, outside the West Kinos Gates.
I'm on the way.
Or South Kinos Gates. Doi.
Oh, so he's same place as last year, then.
Yeah. I'm looking for Bristlebane. Who better be out here?
Have you checked the guy out in Antonica?
He's the wrong one. That's just sort of a...
Avatar, I know.
Yeah, I'm looking for the real deal out here in Rivervale. He's way out here somewhere. I know
he's next. As soon as I'm done zoning, I can pull up my map and I can tell you exactly where he is. Because he always spawns at the same place.
Well, I'm working on it.
Bristlebane's out in Antonica.
It's not conducive to try riding a horse out here with a map in front of my face.
Running into stuff, are you?
Yeah. Oops. Okay.
Avatar of Mischief is the basically the northern, northeasternmost part of the zone.
That's where I'm heading right now.
Right next to the House of Circles.
Right.
I gotta check to see something here. No one has gotten the jackpot yet. The jackpot on the Antonia Bale server is at 1611. 1,611 plat. Trust me, I have pumped my fair share of plat into that thing trying to get it. Between gambling with the goblins and donating for donating to the guild hall to make rent and stuff, I've got nothing left.
I just put in 20-something to the guild hall, so I don't want to hear it.
All right, Mr. Bristlebane.
And the new weapons in the appearance slot are like... Oh, there he is. Okay, it just means I got to carry more stuff in my bags.
No, you don't. I didn't mean...
Oh, yeah! Oh, wow, that felt good.
How do you mean you have to carry more stuff in your bags? It goes in your appearance slots.
Wow. Bristlebane gave me a blessing in case I want to match what I'm wearing. And I change out.
Oh, jeez.
You want to know what he blessed me with?
Oh, there he is. What did he bless you with?
100 health, 100 power. Increases my health and power by 100. Increases target effectiveness of worn armor versus piercing damage by 3%, whatever that means, but that's kind of cool. That's the first time I've ever done that. So, that's neat, and it lasts for 5 hours.
Oh, that's cool. Now you're going to go out and do something.
Probably not. Going back to the guild hall. If he's out here tomorrow, I can go visit him. But that's the first time. I know that if you go out and visit your deity when they're up, they'll bless you. And I just got close to him and he went, "Pooh."
Well, what if you don't have a deity? Can you just walk around next to nothing and get buffed?
No.
Oh. Well, then bring back Illarissi.
What can I say?
Through the magic mirror, I see Lyra and Santania.
Are you doing what I think you're doing?
What?
What you said you were going to do.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You're going to do something with mirrors. I guess not. Okay, now I'm a goblin.
Oh, no.
Now I'm a goblin. I don't want to be a goblin.
No.
I touched the crate again. Oh, now I'm a fish guy. No, I don't want to be a fish guy.
Fish guy. Fish guy.
And I'm still a fish guy.
She's a fishy guy, fishy guy.
And now I'm a Burnite. I don't want to be a Burnite. Well, no, and I don't want to be a Din because I have that.
So this is what I have in my appearance slots now. Dahlia's axe, and I had to buy my rain collar back from the shady swashbuckler because my actual rain collar is... sitting in the center of our guild hall entranceway.
I want to be a centaur. All I can be is be piggies.
She wants to be a centaur.
There we go. Centaur. Yay!
Yay, centaur! Don't you just want to ride on as a centaur, you know, just like Thundar the Barbarian? Ariel! Ookla! Ride! I used to like that cartoon.
I'll be giving pony rides in our guild hall for the next 5 minutes. Bring your kids and your gnome cameras.
It'll be 1 plat per ride. All proceeds go to the Jethel Silverwing Really Needs New Stuff Fund. God, I'm so freaking broke. Anyway, of course, it would help if I actually went out and hunted.
Yeah.
Do you think? Do you think that might
help? Do you know,
just
I made about, probably 50 gold now off of all the other things I picked up off the ground while I was looking for purple shinies.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I sold it all.
Now, I like Masu's idea.
What?
He says Jethel needs to do the Jethel needs to purchase a larger harem fund.
Well, either way, I'll be giving pony rides in the Legion of Kithakor Guildhall in South Kinos.
Don't you wish you could do that?
What?
Don't you wish you could do that if there was some kind of a illusion for you to turn into a centaur and you could actually have people climb on top of you?
Give everybody pony rides.
That would be fun.
That would be fun.
It would.
Oh, speaking of fun.
Yes.
What you discovered today.
What did I discover today?
About moods.
Oh, yes. In case anyone hasn't noticed already, a couple weeks ago I mentioned that I was on the test server, and they have updated the stance when you're in a different mood, when you do the slash mood. And that's gone live now. So let's say you do a slash mood angry. You look angry. Your face changes like it did before, but you're being fidgety. You're like, I'm angry. And stuff. And let's see, what else was there? Slash mood, what's the list here? So slash angry works. Slash afraid works, I believe. Yes, slash afraid. And you're looking around, you're nervous, you're like, oh, what's going on? And let's see here.
I love both of them.
I don't think happy does anything.
No.
No, happy, I'm just grinning like an idiot.
And by the way, Angela Cora has taken me up on the pony ride. She was actually sitting on my back. She's in gin form.
Oh, I see.
Gin form, and she fit right on the back of my horsey. But
slash mood... Sad doesn't do anything, and I don't think tired does anything. No, so it's just the first two. It's angry and afraid gives you new stance.
Yeah, mood happy makes a lot of people look like they're manically.
Now see, yeah, I like that. See, slash angry is like, and slash happy is like, woo! Look at me! I love life!
No.
Hello, how are ya?
Your eyes get really big. You look almost psycho happy, you know?
Hi there! I'm real happy!
Yep, there you go.
I'm so happy to see ya! She lives with me, folks. Oh, yeah, Matthew was like, woohoo, I took crystal meth. to cancel that stuff out, just do slash mood none. And you go back to normal. That's to answer Oliva's question. By the way, folks, we will not be having a Where in Norrath's Cheez-It Nibble Buns for a bit. I'm still here, waiting to hear back from the folks at Online Gaming Radio on what happened with shipping out the prizes. I'm not blaming anyone. I'm sure it's just someone being busy. But until I can actually guarantee that prizes are going to be shipped out, I'm going to hold off on the game for a bit. And we'll see what happens. So, not my fault. I blame Delmon. Can you blame Delmon, hon?
Always.
We will blame Delmon. Speaking of blaming Delmon.
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you!
So, I want to wish a happy birthday to our buddy Skyheart. who I'm sure is now blushing bright red and is going to kill me later. Because she asked me, you know, not to play the birthday trolls for her. She didn't want to be embarrassed. But, well. See? Sky says, I said no trolls!
But the trolls like you, Sky!
Yeah. Oh, speaking of Sky, did you hear it was her birthday?
Really?
Yeah, hey.
Wow!
Trolls, get back here! You're not done yet!
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you!
All right, okay. We've had our fun. Happy birthday, Sky.
You know something else that happens tomorrow?
I understand the Free Realms beta opens tomorrow.
Open beta?
The open beta starts tomorrow. I have not received an email.
I'm going to keep my fingers crossed.
I have not received an email yet.
Well, they may start sending them out tomorrow. Who knows? I hope.
Yeah, I don't know.
But there's something else.
Well, April Fool's is tomorrow.
Well, yeah, that too.
I got to do a lot of billing at the store tomorrow.
There's something else.
Tomorrow. Bristlebane quests?
Yeah, but this is... No, keep going. There's something else. At least I hope they start it tomorrow.
What? I don't know. What?
Fanfare registration starts.
Oh, that's when they're supposed to be doing it? Starting tomorrow?
I believe so. In April. Tomorrow's April, guys. So I'd hope.
Well, I hope. Well, we've got to find out, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. Fem's going.
What's that?
Fem.
Yes, yeah. She told me the other day we had a conversation.
We're going to have an AB server party there.
Yeah. Let's see. You and I are going. Krellick and Santania going?
Don't know yet.
So not sure on Krellick and Santania. Xanadai is going.
Mm-hmm.
Which means True Flight is going.
Mm-hmm.
Hoopy says he's going for sure.
That's good.
It's
in Vegas again, Angela Correa.
Yeah, it's going to Vegas. Oh, Carowin.
Carowin's going.
Yep, Carowin's going to be there and will be having her cloak booth up. Guildcloaks.com. Contact Carowin for your guild cloak.
Rowane might be going.
Rowane might be going, all right.
So that would mean her and HUD, right?
Yep. Well, I would assume.
Yep, Santania says they will try to be there for sure.
Okay.
So, yeah, we've got to have an AB party.
Nicodemus says Nicodemus will be there.
Cool!
All right. So, you know, we're going to...
Uh-oh. The world has now changed. Lyra's got her Gibbler. Is it blessed yet, though? Lyra, you gotta go get it blessed. You have to go out to...
Okay, so, I say party in Jethel's room.
I don't think our room's gonna be big enough.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. We'll definitely have a Legion of Kithacor party in my room. So, members of the Legion of Kithacor, you're going to have a party in my room with lots of, you know, naked women and... Yeah, right.
50% discount if we have 10 guild builders show up?
Really?
Really?
Come on, Legion of Kithacor!
We got to do it.
Now what? How does this work? I mean, do we like go ahead and register? We pay our fee, and then if come to find out we have more than 10 members, they'll like refund us 50%. How does that work?
God, I don't know. We'll have to wait till the site's up to read.
Yeah, I don't know.
All I know is we're all in the South Tower.
Yeah, the South Tower of
Valleys. We're in the South Tower, I don't know, but we're all in the South Tower.
Yeah, they said they couldn't guarantee which room, but we are in the South Tower.
What is it? Just make me feel like we're going to be out in the back 40, folks.
Well, you know, we could have upgraded to one of the more expensive rooms, but, you know, that would be like being in debt for the rest of the, you know, for the rest of the
Well, hopefully we'll be all
decade.
Close together in the South Tower somewhere. It's here that the whole South Tower is going to be EverQuest people.
Well, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people for, well, for Sony anyway. You know, it's not just EverQuest. Going to be people there from Star Wars Galaxies.
They used to put all the Sony crew on the first level. This way they don't have to carry equipment up and down and whatever.
Well, that's smart. But I say we harass Grimwell.
To do what?
I don't know. We just got to harass him. Okay. Contest. First person to get Grimwell so upset that he punches you in the face will get a free Jethel Silverwing CD. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Oops, Guyana has dinged to a level 80 alchemist.
So that means she's off to her epic.
Yeah, so congratulations. Let's give you the trade skill or the blink, as I call it, the trade skill blink. And shoot, I gotta scroll up here. Masul is a level 80 warden now. Congratulations, Masul. There we go.
There, Lyra's got her blessed comfort crate. Fem says that all the discounted rooms at Bailey's.
Mm-hmm. What?
Is already taken for Friday and Saturday.
Really?
The reduced rate rooms are already taken, so we got in there lucky.
Well, I mean, hell, we registered the first day. So.
Well, yeah, our rooms are really cheap, $59 and $69.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really good. I mean, compared to other rates I've seen in Vegas
yeah.
before.
I mean, if...
Valley's, not Bailey's. Well, maybe I like Bailey's in my coffee, so... Down one. You being the Nazi, you know, grammar Nazi on me tonight?
It's my job. So...
If them took a... that's another thing. If before you guys book, check out vacation packages, like on Hotwire and Priceline and stuff. That's what Fem did, and I noticed that other people on the Fanfare boards, which are at station.sony.com, I think, boards, were talking about checking out vacation packages to Vegas because they've got a lot of good ones.
Yeah.
Pleasant holidays.
I did some searching around Hotline, Priceline, all those guys, and with the discounted rooms at Bally's, I really couldn't go wrong.
No.
But I'm sure now that they're taken up, you really want to start looking for deals through Priceline or Hotwire or Orbitz, whatever. But yeah, I mean, we registered like first day, so we got lucky.
It wasn't quite the first day. You had to think about it.
Well, it was either going to Vegas or going to see my family. We actually figured out that going to Vegas was going to cost us less because we wouldn't have to worry about renting a car and, you know, renting a car and stuff like that. And, you know, I'm not a gambler. I don't know about Liz, but I'm not a gambler. I'm not planning on spending any money.
Please make sure that they grab Jethel and take him off for a few hours so El can go have some fun, happy time with the one-armed bandits. I do nickel machines, okay?
Hey, the only thing I have to say is, you know, about you gambling is just don't gamble away our plane tickets and I'll be just fine.
Oh, I set a limit and then that's it. I'm not that bad. I do it basically because you get free drinks while you're doing it, so... I have a method to my madness.
I see.
Last time I went to Vegas to Fanfare, a lot of us ended up camping out at one bar or another, we ended up designating like one bar that we'd all show up at a certain time during the day.
Well, it's too bad
and
that
we
kind of
overflow into the machines. Well, yeah. Well, when we were at
it's too bad Quarks isn't there anymore. I heard a lot of good things about it, and I really wanted to see it.
Well, there was a bar right before Quarks that we ended up hanging out at a lot because there was a lot of machines right in front. So, you know, we'd overflow from that little bar into the machines, and then we'd catch people that we saw heading off to Quarks and snag them into the party.
Ah.
But yeah, we invaded Quarks quite a few times. They get a little nervous when a whole group of us kind of take over the place. And it's not that big of a place either, so.
Well, we'll be, sir. I mean, you're not going to miss me. You know, if you don't already know what I look like, I'm going to have, you know, I'm going to have a shirt on that's going to be completely unique. It's going to say Jethel Silverwing in large letters across the back. And on the front is going to have, you know, Jethel Dwarf and Cheez-It on it. You're not going to be able to miss me. No one is.
You're going to wear one of the cloaks.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Carolyn is making the cloaks for us.
Yeah, so how are they going to see your name?
Okay, well, I'll go to the dollar store and I'll pick up some of those little bopper antenna things, the headband antennas, and I'll make my own Jethel Silverwing head bopper thing.
I want one, too, then. I know what you're going to do.
Oh, that's it. Jethel Silverwing, then underneath it, Legion of Kithacor.
We could do that. Let's do that. That would
Let's
be funny.
Let's do it. Matter of fact, if I can find them cheap enough and we can do this easily enough, I'll make one for anyone from the Legion of Kithacor that's going, if they want it.
That would be funny. And that then, of course, we're going to have the banner that we're dragging around with us that I'm sure that halfway through this we're going to be cussing at it going, you carry it. No, you carry it. No, I don't want to carry it anymore. Well, then you carry it. I don't want to carry it. You roll it up. I don't want to roll it up.
Okay.
Let's leave the damn thing in the room this time.
Yeah, so I guess what we'll do is we'll like FedEx it to Drellstown, since they live in Vegas, instead of trying to get it, you know, through airport security.
Yeah.
And we'll meet up with them, and we'll, you know, display our banner. Are you doing a good tour? Anyway. I think it's time for a music break.
I think so. We packed a lot of stuff into the first hour, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
But it was all fun and exciting stuff.
Well, you know, this is what I was talking about before. You know, we have what's called moments. We have dead air. We don't know what to talk about. Well, there isn't much to talk about when there isn't an expansion or some kind of event going on. But, of course, now we have a new live update. We have lots of stuff to talk about. But what we're going to talk about right now is Jethel's new song. For a while now, I've been trying to get... you know, I played the Greenskins, the parody of, or I should say the filk of Rasputin by Boney M. And I've been trying to make some kind of a EverQuest song out of it. I decided to do the love story between Nagafin and Vox. And I don't even know if you've heard this one yet, huh?
No.
You haven't heard this one yet. All right. Well... let me line up a few more songs here from afterward. And we're going to hear this new song. It's called Vox and Nagafin. It is available at kithacor.org/jukebox. And of course, you can just go to kithacor.org and take the regular link there if you can't remember jukebox. But it's kithacor.org/jukebox. And you can listen to it right there. It's right on the front page. The site is automatically set up to display the last two songs I've uploaded. And the last video that Elquin's done. Of course, you can always click on videos and see any of Elquin Jenna's music videos. And I got one there that's made by True Flight. And a few that are made by me. Of course, mine are more or less just, you know, glorified wrestling entrance videos, but whatever. All right, well, we're going to take a little bit of a break. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Sir! Sir!
What do you want?
Sounds of swords clashing. crashing on shields! Mass hysteria! It's mayhem out there!
That can mean one of two things.
What's that, sir?
Either there's a horde of rampaging orcs attacking the camp, or Jethel has released a new song!
Smedley's eyes were wild and sunken in his head. He swung again, alas, the coffee machine's dead. If you could see one moment from his eyes, you'd be like a halfling looking at a jum-jum pie. Grimwell held his ground, steadfast on his turf. Then Smedley patched him up with a fatal nerf.
The night Smedley went uber, left and right, they fall to his blade. Stock options went through the roof, yeah, with only Smedley left to get paid. On the horizon, the players were gathering wide. Whoa, what could have happened to Smed? Did he have too many rambles? Why did they have to die? And the sword were slashing and hammers a bashing. Where did his sanity go? Why, Smedley, why?
My. Used to be a welcome to the jungle karaoke kind of guy. From out of the crowd, a team ventured forth to put an end to his murderous course. They readied their weapons as he crept into the room with swords and wands and a rolling pit of doom. Now Smedley's bound up in a little white coat. He thinks he's in a dungeon with gators in the moat. The art team's all wounded and the dev team's deceased. We gotta start all over, releasing EverQuest 3.
The night Smedley went uber, the night the boss came unglued. Lawyers left scratching their heads, yeah, quite a tizzy, no one left to get sued. The night Smedley went uber, the night his mind came unfurled. Now he's cutting orcs and planning raids in his own little fantasy world. Whoa. In his own little fantasy world. In his own little fantasy world.
Okay, and we're back. Are you back?
Yes.
All right. Hey, I think I almost forgot something.
What could that be?
Did I happen to mention that it was Skyheart's birthday this past weekend?
No, you didn't. It is
Trolls!
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you!
Evil.
Trolls love her.
You know, if Sky ever sees me, she's going to kill me. That's all right. Her and Maureen. We gave Maureen the same treatment. I'm not going to do that for yours, though.
For mine?
For your birthday? I wouldn't ever do that to you. I wouldn't have a bunch of slobbering trolls singing to you, would I?
Yeah.
I would?
Probably.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I probably would.
Oh, Hoopy just linked the armor for plate armor. That looks pretty cool. You should do that in OGR channel.
I don't know. Those arm things kind of make you look like you're from Halo. The shoulders?
Yeah, the helm on it's sort of alien-looking, too.
Yeah. No, the whole outfit looks like you should be playing Halo, not EverQuest. Again, developers, I'm not saying it doesn't look good.
some people might really like it. Mm-hmm. It's just not...
Oh, wait, you know what that helmet reminds me of?
What?
General Grievous. Doesn't it, though? It almost looks like General Grievous from Star Wars.
Possibly.
Oh, Carowind apparently doesn't know how to open that. Hold down your control key and click on the links. And that'll open up your, what are we calling that?
What?
The window that opens up.
You mean the wardrobe?
Yeah, the wardrobe window. Actually, it was called wardrobe in Warcraft, wasn't it? They're calling it something different here. I don't know. The dressing room, that's it. Dressing room. So yeah, hold down your control button and click on the links. Hoopy, if you could please link those in the OGR channel so people can take a look at that. Apparently when you look at the vendors, you're only seeing what your class can
do?
Can equip.
Well, that's nice.
Because I was at the same, I was at the exact same vendor.
Well, no,
and only saw the Assassin and Ranger ones.
There's another vendor there that you take shards and another piece of armor, and then it shows you three different types that it will make, and there were different classes.
I didn't see that. I missed them.
And speaking of things that you can wear. Have you seen the new Freeport Legionnaire helmet in the marketplace?
Oh, God. The whisk broom?
It. I like it, but then again, it's sort of... I don't know.
I don't know. Is dustpan-ish?
It's red and glowing and...
You just want to have a fae wearing it and then hold them by their feet and dust the floor with them.
That's what I was thinking. A racer, you know? A little fae was in here. Angela Correa's son or something or... And he was in here, and it was a little fae with this on his head, and it looked really cool, but I kept wanting to reach out and grab him and turn him upside down and use him as a racer. It's red, and it's glowing, but it's cool. I like the glow.
Mm-hmm.
But
I will say I am enjoying some of the items in the marketplace. I mean, I think it's nice that they allow us to get... you know, I know that wasn't my first initial reaction to the marketplace, but it's growing on me. I mean, I like the fact that I don't have to go gambling with buying LON packs and just hoping that there's something there, you know?
And there's
I can just go right to the list and go, yeah, I want that one.
And there's even a gi.
Yeah.
Tumpy's Heroes gi crate. I like the gi. I'm tempted to get it, but... But then everybody and their brother probably has it by now.
I am trying to find a new outfit. I have been seeing so many people with the same outfit that I'm wearing. I mean, even right down to the sleeves. And I got to find... You know me, I like a unique look.
Yeah, I know. I do want a refund, though.
On?
The Dancing Satyr.
Oh, yes, the Dancing Satyr does not dance.
He doesn't dance.
The Dancing Satyr does not dance. And I did mention that in the official OGR forums when they got talking about, you know, when they announced the new stuff in the marketplace.
I mean, he's cute and everything. I've tried dancing with him. You know, he says, bah, like a sheep. You happy now? So I've tried to dance with him.
Yep, the Satyr does not dance.
And he just watches me. I tried to tell him dance.
Yep. So, I don't know.
I've taken him out.
Maybe he's defective.
He just claps at me.
Yeah.
Sort of, lamely. You know, sort of hands out there going clap, clap, clap.
Aliva is telling me... Delmon is saying that it's bugged and they're working on fixing it.
Really?
That's what Delmon just told me.
Now, because I even took him down to Lesser Fae to those of his kind and drug him out there and showed them the other little dancing, you know, guys. And he just looked at me and went, bah. It's like, no, dance, damn it. I bought you because it said you're a dancing one.
Hmm.
I called him Puck, and I'm going to call him away. Go away, Puck. You don't dance to me, you can just sit somewhere. Ugh. That's another thing I've noticed lately.
What's that?
The amount of spam tells I've been getting lately. Has anybody else been getting a lot of extra, you know, spam tells? You know, the ones that are usually somebody wanting to sell you gold and crap. I mean, every night I get at least a couple or more. Every friggin' night.
No, I haven't.
I have. I don't know what it is. Why did they target me?
I don't know. No, I haven't gotten a spam tell, and God, it's been months.
Yeah, Masul, is they're getting him.
I don't know.
Yeah, Delmon's getting more. Yep, it was like murder over the weekend. Every time I turned around, I was, yep. Or they would be like, they would do like 4 or 5 in a row. Oh, maybe I can shut it off in my chat. You can shut it off in the chat options, huh? I might do that because it just seems like there's been a total increase of them lately. I don't know if it's because the zones I'm going through.
Now, EQ1.
And they check my name or something.
EverQuest 1 actually has a feature in their options for any mail that you receive in-game to be automatically forwarded to your real email address. I have been getting spam messages from EverQuest 1.
I am on roleplay. I'm pretty sure. Aren't I still on roleplay?
Let me see here.
No, I'm not. Okay, I'm back on roleplay. I forgot I had to kick that off.
What for?
I don't remember why. In my chat options.
In your chat options. Oh, you mean for the spam things?
Yeah, I'm looking. I'm not seeing anything.
No, I think it's in the regular options window. I'm not sure. Something about turning off spam announcements. Oh, there it is. It's chat text, private chat, spam. And you can just uncheck it and you won't see it anymore. Chat text, private chat, and then spam.
Okay. I am tired of it.
Yeah, so
Just been getting tons of it lately. So maybe that, yeah, I was off roleplay. I forgot why, for some raid I had to go to and they had to see what I am. So, jeez, but jeez, if that's what most people go through who aren't roleplaying or anonymous, my gosh. I mean, a typical night, I would say at least I've gotten 10 to 20 of them. Usually 2 to 3 in a row.
Well, now you won't.
Always somebody else. They always change. Well, most people can ask what you are, but when you're going for a raid and stuff, it's a lot easier for them just to see you.
Yeah, true.
Especially when you're looking for a group. If you go looking for a group and you can't figure out what the person is, then you may not want to ask them. So, there you go.
Well, apparently they don't want to announce what they are, so we're not taking them.
Excuse you.
Pardon me, I've been drinking.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm still moving my house around.
Yes, you finally turned in your free house, and you went to
Freeport.
It's a magical house that happens to be somewhere out there that I get to from the Guild Hall. And I returned to the guild hall through it. I put it in the door.
yep, you put in your guild door where your exiting door should be.
Yeah, so
anyone that goes
anyone
that goes in and tries to leave is going to end up in their guild hall. Or
unless
not be able to leave.
Right.
We do have to give mad props to the Knights of Freeport, who for a... For a Bristlevane Day joke or prank, has set up a cage around the entranceway of their guild hall. So if anyone goes in to visit their guild hall, poof, you're in a cage.
And the door is blocked.
And the door is blocked so you can't leave. And to answer Krellick, I did mention this earlier today. I am still working on my UI. I know the group window has to be completely redone. It'll probably be ready for download tomorrow morning. I'm going to upload it tonight before I go to bed. I was trying really hard to get it done before airtime. That way I can say, hey, go ahead and download the UI now at eq2interface.com. But no, I have to completely redo the group window. Jerks. But in the meantime, if you have to group until you're able to download the new version of the group window, just go into the Kithacore 2 directory under your UI settings, under your UI directory, and delete the group members window. That way you'll go to the default. And there you go. The new appearance boxes will be available when I upload my update.
He's working on it, folks.
It's ready. I have to finish the group window, and then it'll be all set. I had no idea they were changing the group window. I mean, I went to the test server last week and made sure that my UI was all set and ready to go. And I tested it today when I got home from work, and group window doesn't work. Jerks. So, yeah, just remove the group windows file and come back in the game. You'll be loading on default for the group window, and you'll be fine until I can update. So there.
There you go. But I'm slowly getting my house pulled out of the crate. I've got my library all done. I've got the front room and my fish tank done, and sort of the second room, and you know the worst part of it is that I've got so much quested stuff, reward stuff, L&L stuff. I got all the L&L stuff. I've got all the HQ stuff, at least up to the new expansion, done. You know, so I've got all those items, and then I've got all these quested reward items that I've gotten through the years from everything. You know, I'm running out of room. I'm having to decide on what I want to pull out, and because there's other stuff I want to put in that's new, and rearranging like crazy. It's like, okay, well, I don't like this anymore. I'm going to pull this out. So I'm constantly either running from my house back to the guild hall to the bank here, swapping stuff around, or running over to one of my alts places and dumping stuff, and then zipping back through.
Right. Well, I have been invited to go see the Kindred Spirits. In the Kindred Spirits Tier 2 Guild Hall, so I'm making my way over to Freeport right now.
Okay.
And I'll give a report and tell you what I think about it there. And, because of recent roleplay, we've actually created a jail in the basement of the Legion of Kithacore Hall. I think it came out rather nice.
I think so, too.
It's got all the comforts of a torture chamber. Literally.
Don't you? I thought you had Lucan down there.
Yes, we have captured Lucan Delaire, and he is our prisoner, and he's behind the bars right now going, ha, 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 this isn't funny.
I'm going to go down and see him. Did you give him a dress?
No, I thought about it.
Oh, should have given him a dress.
I thought about putting him in a frilly dress. Of course, we would have had to use the female mannequin for that.
And there's a problem with that?
Oh my god, someone is running around named Yippee Darkpaw.
Yippee?
And he has a Nola illusion on. His name is Yippee Darkpaw.
Twice removed.
Alright, let's see.
Yep, here. There's Lucan. Alright.
Yeah. Okay, travel within Freeport. By the way, going to the Tier 2 Guild Hall, the fastest way to get there, if you are not a citizen of Freeport, is going by the Stone Stair Byway. The exit into North Freeport is right next to the Guild Hall. Instead of, you know, going through the sewers.
I have a much quicker way.
How's that?
I go to my house.
Well, not everyone can, you know, zone to your house, hon.
I love it. I can get around. There's no place in Norath I can't get to in a blink of an eye anymore. I love it.
Yeah, because you have little port thingies and whatnot.
I have little port thingies.
Or the guild hall.
I mean,
we have all the portal good stuff in the guild hall. And, yeah, I mean, it's so much easier getting around Norath now.
But I still use the boats sometimes just because I like them. I like the boats. Never want to see the boats go away. Yeah. It's just another means of getting around. It's the slower path, and it's like people will go, oh, yeah, but you want to wait for 10 minutes to get a boat. Sometimes you do.
Oh, well, that was one of the things that I pointed out with... oh, God, you know there's a guild named Linkdead?
Yeah.
I'm looking at a couple of them. But anyway, that was one of the things that I liked, actually, when Fadeweir came out, is, yes, we have the boats again! Because, you know, there was just something a little, you know, unreal and impersonal about the bells.
I know. And you still, you know, there's still plenty of people that use the boats.
Mm-hmm.
And my magical house happens to, well, the normal door for people to use if they want to visit my magical house is in North Freeport, down in the basement of the Arcane Science Building.
Mm-hmm.
So, once you're in...
Featherfall works really good.
You ain't
for
going
you.
Back out to Freeport.
Well, you can. All you gotta do is do /house.
Oh,
and it brings
yeah.
up the front door options.
I know.
/house.
And we don't mean slashing House the Doctor on TV. I like him. He calls everyone an idiot.
Oh, yeah, and I was really surprised that he was English. That just totally blew me
away. I had no idea. That guy has such a perfect American accent.
I know, he has a very British accent, voice. I mean, normal speaking gives like, whoa.
It's like, what? Of course, that really shouldn't surprise us. I mean, what British rock band sounds British while they're singing? We ought to do that.
Totally different.
But we really need to do that to them. We need to create some kind of American rock band, go over to the UK, it's like, hello, UK, are you ready to rock? And stuff like that, and then, love you, yeah. And she loves you, yeah, yeah. Okay, I am in the Kindred Spirits Guild Hall. Ooh, they got a really nice fountain going
on. Hey, the Beatles didn't even sound British when they sang.
I don't like the Beatles. Oh, I hate the Beatles with their wee beady eyes! No, I don't hate the Beatles, I'm just... I think they were overrated, to be perfectly honest with you.
Beatles were overrated? I can't believe you said that.
The Doors were most definitely overrated. I'm sorry. Jim Morrison and the Doors, they were definitely, majorly overrated. And wow, this place looks really nice. I mean, have you ever noticed with the Doors, they only have one verse, and they just keep repeating it over and over again?
So describe to me what you're seeing, because I'm still on the Guild Hall.
Well, they got the nice, what is this called here? The Slytherian ornament rugs, the red rugs.
Mm-hmm.
They're all over the place. There's a very nice fish tank, and looks like they got most, if not all, of the Elowen portraits.
Mm-hmm.
And the way the tier two halls are in Freeport is they're all paneled off. I mean, ours are paneled off, but in much wider increments.
Right.
But it looks like they've actually taken a lot of the larger paintings, and they've made the posts and stuff like that. That they've basically incorporated most of the game paintings into the wall, into each one of the panels.
Oh, that's cool.
The Cloak of Flame, that is a Cloak of Flame, right? Tapestry of Flame is incorporated into the corners. I mean, it really looks nice. You know, if any of the... who is it that does the Norathian Home Show? Is that Kiara?
Yeah, I thought so.
Kiara, if you're listening, or if anyone can get a hold of Kiara, you need to come to this hall... Check it out and put them on the Narathian Home Show. one of your little spotlights, because this place looks fantastic.
All you got to do is drop her a PM. Anybody can drop her a PM on the EverQuest 2 Sony boards. Mm-hmm. And, you know, give her the name of the server. Give her the location of the place. You know, don't just say South Kinos. I mean, give her the location, like, you know, 8 Vail Court or whatever. And the name that the building is under. And tell her she should go look at it.
Yeah, but this is really nice. I'm in their throne room right now. It looks fantastic. This is great. I mean, I tour halls all the time just because I'm looking for ideas. But the thing is, you know, I see something that's really nice and really well laid out, and then I think, God, if I do this in my own hall, I'll just be ripping them off. You know?
Yeah.
It's like, God, I wish I could have thought of this first.
I feel that way all the time when I'm decorating.
Well, they had a whole section here that was behind some pillars that I'm checking out now. You know, they got a little sitting room, and that Carolyn just commented to me saying that the carpets make all the difference, and it really does.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
You know, putting down those red carpets really changed the feel of the whole place.
It gives it a warmer feel.
Definitely, it's warmer, it's more appealing. And I'm going to go downstairs now and see what they've done downstairs. This place is really... I mean, they had to have spent some major platinum on this place. For all the decorations and stuff, this really, really looks nice. Entering, looks like their library. And pretty standard library, but still very nice. Oh, yeah. This is some good stuff, guys. Trade skill area. Yeah. What do we have here? More trade skill areas.
There's nothing wrong in taking ideas and using them. It's just if somebody comments about them, you can always say, well, I got this idea from so-and-so.
Right, right.
That's what they're using, and I really liked it.
Now they got a guild strategist and stuff like that set up in their little arena here. That looks nice, too. You know, there is something to be said for the... for the Freeport Guild Halls. As far as I'm concerned, they look nicer than the Kinos ones.
We could have got one. Could have had one.
I like the way they're laid out. See, I'm going to go upstairs now. See what they have upstairs. Upstairs is very nice, actually. They have a nice outdoor motif going on here. A nice garden. Very nice. I would say... what the heck? How do I get to that? It actually looks like they have a set of stairs going all the way up to the ceiling of their open area. I'm going to try to go all the way up.
They have an open area?
Well, just like we do. You know, our meeting hall is supposed to be outdoors. Well, they have one outdoors too, but they've built stairs going all the way to the ceiling.
Can you go all the way up?
See, I'm at one at one landing. They have, you know, a little sitting area and stuff like that. I'm going to go the rest of the way up. The problem is they have all these trees around, so it's actually kind of hard to see if you're viewing in third person because you keep running into the damn trees. But yeah, I've made it all the way up. I mean, they couldn't have put anything more. I mean, they couldn't have gone any higher.
So what do you see up there?
Well, because I'm right next to the ceiling, I can't really pan out to see anything. Let me go first person here. You know, I'm looking down on the whole thing. And yes, it looks very nice. I like what they've done here. I mean,
so where is their place again?
North Freeport. North Freeport. The Tier 2 Guild Hall, right outside of the Stone Scare Byway. And you want to visit Kindred Spirits.
And that's on the AB server.
On the Antonia Vale server. And let's see.
Because anybody can create a little alt hop-a-roo.
Right.
I've done that before, going to check out other people's stuff.
Hoopy has gained a trade skill level and is now a level 42 armorer.
Yay!
So congratulations to Hoopy. Let's give him the trade skill bling. Blink. Oh, that also reminds me, HUD. HUD from the Legion of Kithagor, level 80 armorer now.
Wow.
So congratulations to HUD. With a level 80 armor.
I think he got his crafting epic the other day. I know I did part of it.
I made the fishing rod for him. I'm not sure if he actually completed yet.
You know, HUD and Hoopy are my farm town friends.
Oh God.
What's wrong? I like the little farm town thing.
You and your farm town.
And now I'm going to dive. Oh, they have a shark in one of their ponds.
Feed the shark?
Let's see. They have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 ponds around the... six, actually. Looks like 6 ponds in their outdoor area here. One has... What is that? I'm too far away to interact with it. One looks pretty normal. One has a shark. One has a crab. One is boiling.
Why isn't the crab in the boiling one?
I think that would make more sense, actually. Put the crab in the boiling one. We'll have some dinner.
Yeah, I'll bring the butter and the garlic, man.
Yep. And since I am wearing my cloak of the harvester, I'm gonna float down. Whee!
Yo, don't do that. You could get up there and jump and increase your safe fall.
Eh, who needs that? I have my cloak of the harvester.
Actually,
my safe fall is maxed out, so.
What? You've maxed out your safe fall before me?
Pretty sure I did. Yeah, well you got a featherfall item before I did.
I don't use it.
I think I've maxed it out. Let me see. Details.
I'm getting there, but I know I'm not maxed.
Skills. Let's see. Safe fall. No. I'm sorry. I have like 50 to go.
Let's see. Featherfall. I have less than 50. I have 382 out of 400. I'm almost maxed.
This side should be the same as the other side. Yeah, I think I've seen the whole hall now. Very nicely done, guys. Kindred Spirits, Antonia Bale server, Freeport, Tier 2 hall. Very, very nicely done.
I applaud you.
Oh, the gator plushie. I haven't found that yet. How do you get the gator plushie, Nicodemus?
I have no idea. So, yes, very well done. Yes, yes, well done, you. And now I'm going to go visit the Knights of Freeport.
I need the quest in Grob. I've done all the quests in Grob, I thought.
The quest in Grob.
She needs to do the quest in Grob.
I'll need some ale.
And yes, so folks, I'm still on my diet. I actually haven't stepped on the scale in a few weeks. I probably should check that once in a while. But it's time for my diet black cherry ale. There we go.
I'm not seeing quests for the moors. Why aren't I seeing quests for the moors?
Probably not on one, then.
No, am I completed?
Don't know. Let's see.
Well, I'm into Shadowcleft now. I haven't finished those yet. Moors of Yakisha.
Yakshiba.
Sorry.
There we go.
Well, I'll have to look it up. I know that there's one there, but I didn't,
Okay, Latesha is telling me I should check out Blood Rain, so we will check out Blood Rain.
Yeah, they have a very nice guild.
Okay,
I was in there the other day.
Okay, checking that out right now. Before I forget, folks, we're still looking for ratings on the songs, and the top-rated songs will be on the CD that I bring to the fanfare. So go to kithacore.org/jukebox and click on the link for songs and just go down the list, and it's a 1 through 5 rating, 1 being, hey, good try, and 5 being, woohoo! And, you know, you just go down the song list and rate the songs, and the top, you know, 20 or so, however many I can actually fit on the CD, will go on the CD that I'm bringing to Fanfare.
So there.
You know, we've actually had a lot to talk about tonight.
Well, there's a lot of good things going on.
Yes. Things. Things with honor.
Now I gotta figure out how I'm gonna fit my crate into my rooms.
Oh, this is nice. I'm in Blood Rain's guild hall now. Oh, and of course, I know my listeners here have heard me talk about the Knights of the Holy Storm before. It is my understanding they're back in Norrath. EQ2, that is. And they have a Tier 1 Guild Hall in Greater Faedark under Knights of the Holy Storm. They got a nice guild hall going on, very nicely decorated. And their house pets, the ones that wander around, are named after former members of the Knights of the Holy Storm. And
unfortunately, I am not a pet.
Why not?
Well, I think it's because I'm actually still playing. Pretty sure the ones that are... this is nice. They got a nice refrigerator here, too. Made out of one of those vampiric mirrors. The Frostfell bookshelves, and they're using a two-shelved bookshelf turned on its side for a handle. Pretty cool. Yeah, they got a very nice kitchen area. I'm impressed with the kitchen area.
Rowane just dinged.
Oh, did she? Level 74 Ranger. Congratulations, Rowane. Ding. Ding. Yeah, why does a Rotunga have a hoof?
It's a Bristlebane joke. Same thing of orc tails and dwarf eggs and, what was some of the... Oh, skeleton pockets. And give me a second and I'll see if I can find the thing with all of them on it.
Blood Rain has a casino. With a Giggle Gilbert Goblin. Very nice.
Iskar wings.
They have bathrooms, son. Blood Rain has bathrooms.
Yes, I know.
Toilet stalls. Sink. Any bathtub. Very nice. And a jail. Very nice. Yeah, this place is very well done. So, Blood Rain and Kindred Spirits, both in the same guild hall, the Tier 2 Freeport Guild Hall, North Freeport. Very nicely done.
I applaud your efforts.
And there's Karen Scales.
Karen Scales?
Yeah, didn't you look at the collection I gave you?
Not really, I just kind of clicked on it.
Oh, hon.
What?
You should have.
What?
It was funny. Funny.
I ain't got time for fun.
Yes, you do. I'm still scrolling through my completed quest, trying to find this one.
Oh, no, that looks interesting. You know that death mask that I have?
Yeah.
Put one on a Sarnak, and that really looks interesting. Because it forms to fit their head.
It does.
It does. They have Lucan in a cage. No, that's not Lucan. That's one of those High Elf guards. in a cage suspended from the ceiling.
Yes, some of the impossibly rare objects are the fish guy's fur, Y-H-A-L-E-I, however you say it.
Lehigh
fur, frog log fin, which isn't too far out, rotunga hooves, Iskar wings, dwarf eggs, Karen scales, skeleton pocket, and orc tail. I think the hardest... They say the dwarf egg's the hardest one to get, but I had two of those. I only had one orc tail, so...
Huh.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Yeah, I may run out. I may run Krima out to get her own little set. Because that's pretty... That box is pretty cool.
And just for the fun of it, I'm going to check out the Knights of Freeport Hall.
You're going to get stuck. They're going to love to have you in there.
Slash house.
I know.
Wouldn't it be kind of funny as a... Bristlebane Day prank of the type slash house and the little avatar of a human going... pops up, calls you an idiot.
You're an idiot. Too funny.
No, wait. He diagnoses you with an impossibly rare condition, then calls you an idiot. You have anal fissures, and you're an idiot. Well, apparently the gates are open now.
They moved it?
My guess. You know, they still have two sides of the trap there, but the third one is gone. They probably kept trapping their own guild members. Okay, well, it's 9 o'clock.
And what does that mean?
Now's the time to say goodbye to all of them.
Is that time again to go bye-bye?
Well, I suppose. Let me see here. I gotta get my shtick going here. Ba-ba-ba-ba. Of course, if you have any requests for the next hour, by all means, let me know in the guild channel quickly, because I will have to log off to work on my my group window. And no Frostfell songs. Oh, and of course, we're anxiously awaiting WrestleMania this weekend.
Woohoo! We're having a party.
Yep. Krillix, Santania, and Dalar will be here, and we're going to have tons of pizza rolls and pizza and Diet Coke. Or in my case...
So, what do you think? You think this will be Undertaker's last time? You think Michaels is going to beat him?
I don't know. My theory has always been that he was going to go 20 and then, like, retire.
How many has he got now?
This will be number 17.
I don't know, hon.
I don't know. They're,
You think he could really hold out for 3 more years of doing this?
I don't know. He's already tried to retire once. And the fans wouldn't let him. So I don't know.
Oh, they unblocked the door, too.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's what I was saying. Yeah, they probably had too many guild members getting stuck.
Ha ha! So let's see. What do we got for requests here? Anything?
Hey, you're a Sarnak.
I'm a Sarnak. An original Sarnak-looking Sarnak.
Okay, so Wonderful World, One Night in Freeport.
Is there anybody in here? Oop, oop, oop.
Well, there are now.
There's a Latesh. There's a Latesh in here.
Hey, wait a minute. It's me, you, and Latesh. Let's rob the place. I know where Thaddeus's room is. Come on, follow me. We'll rob the place. Do-do-do-do. We're going to Thaddeus's office. We're going to mess up his desk.
We're going to put everything in alphabetical order.
Where'd you go?
Going downstairs.
Okay.
Going downstairs to Thaddeus's room.
Whee!
We're gonna...
Oh, there you go. I like their layout a little bit. The layout's different than ours. We go around in a circle, but...
Yeah.
We have to go down to go around in a circle. They can just go around in a circle. This is his office?
This is Thaddeus's office. And I'm gonna sit in his chair. There we go.
He's going to kill you if he shows up.
I'm sitting in his chair. Oh, look at me. I'm Thaddeus of the of the Freeport Militia. And I'm big and strong. And yum, yum, yum.
Hey, he's got a book here I've never seen before.
What book is that? Oh, the Glowy Book?
The Riddle Master's Tomb.
Well, you're going to have to find out who where to get that then.
Oh, I will.
All right, let's see here. So, people. Elf wizard. Help if I put everything in alphabetical order so I can find stuff.
That would be better.
Alright. Dark Elf Wizard. Wonderful World. Scroll down to get that. Wonderful World. There it is.
I want his book. Oh, here it is. Given by guides for winning a riddle game.
It's from a guide. Very nice.
Oh, I have to hunt down a guide. I want a book. I need a book. See, I have over 300 books. I've got to count them again, but I've got tons of books.
And if you go to... is your room open? Is your house open to the public?
Yeah, I even moved the door up.
Get out. The Arcane Library in North Freeport. Go down to the basement and to the lower level and visit Elquin Jenna. Check out the basement in Elquin Jenna's house. She did such a good job in that library. Of course, if you have, had lag issues, you may not want to.
Yeah.
There's a ton of books in there, folks. Let's see, Freeport.
I'm going to have to find a guide sometime, somewhere, and answer riddles, because I would really like to add that to the collection.
Ah.
There's only a few books I'm missing, and the uh-oh.
Hmm?
What? Oh, it's just Latash. He's turned into something.
Oh, what? You thought it was Thaddeus?
I didn't know who it was. We're in here in enemy territory.
Well, we're here in... We're here under the guise of reporters. Yeah, we're here...
We're here
reporting for Online Gaming Radio, and we're looking for... Oh, wait. Gotta find their jail. Here's some barracks.
There's the jail right here.
Oh, you found the jail?
Yeah, there's only a few books I'm missing, some from Barsoons, just because they haven't dropped. There's a group zone down in the bottom of that lake in the island of Mar. There's a set of books in there to be picked up, believe it or not.
Oh, yeah?
Missing the rest of them from Unrest. I'm missing the rest of the ones from Garriott Castle, too.
Yeah, getting them in places like Unrest is kind of difficult.
I mean, places that I can get to, I've pretty much, except for Vassoons, which they don't seem to be dropping. They have to drop a starter book to get. Oh, yeah, I've got one of those I need to claim, too.
What's that?
One of the captured void beasts, I have one, but I haven't claimed it yet, just because I knew I'd be moving into this magical house, and I kind of wanted to wait. So I need to claim that, and, that's a void, that's another thing I've got. A void in a teacup I haven't claimed either, so I'll put that in the bar. I love the fact that we can make things smaller now.
Oh, yeah. It makes decorating so much more interesting.
Yeah.
So, Domino, we love you with all our hearts. All right, folks. That's it for this week's show. Gentle Silverwing Show, March 31st. Tomorrow is April Fool's Day. Don't fool your boss too badly, for crying out loud. We all need our jobs nowadays. That's it. Well, alright, that's it for this week's episode of the Gentle Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethel Silverwing.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheese and Nibblebuns!
Online Gaming Radio is a proud member of the ZAM Network. Our producer is D Pockets. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by the Grassy Knoll. Our spiritual advisor is Al Kilholic. Sensitivity Seminars by Mandy Feldersnatch. And noted contributions by 3 Badgers, 2 Giant Rats, a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, package of expired Twinkies, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch our show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, at some ungodly hour in the UK. So, for the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elk and Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.
And